Blessings, beautiful souls. Here we are on Coolie Baby Express's podcast season number 3, where we express without judgment, positively affirm in faith, and stand on the word of God with power, all while aligning, implementing, and applying God's truth to our everyday current lives. I pray that this episode speaks measures into and over your life. And without further ado, let's jump right on into this newest episode. Welcome, 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 beautiful souls in this world. I don't know, we are not of this world. Coolie Baby Daya. Oh my goodness, here we are on Coolie Baby Express's podcast, season 3. Oh, God is so good. Yes, we made it to season 3. Okay, season 1, season 2, God was literally doing his thing. And I'm just so blessed, y'all. I'm so blessed to be back here yet on another season with you guys, where God is going to use me and also use you guys, because you guys be having some things to say, okay? And I love that so much. I love how we can just come together and just share what God is doing in our lives and all this good stuff, okay? So welcome to Coolie Baby Express's podcast. It's so good to be back with you guys. It's so good to see you guys, hear from you guys, okay? I can't wait to get into some real stuff with you guys, okay? But before we start, you guys already know we have to start off with prayer. So right now, Lord, we just want to come to you right now in your presence, Father, and we ask that anything that you want your people to hear, Lord, let us hear, let our ears hear, and let our hearts receive all that you have to say, Father God. We ask that you have your way, let your Holy Spirit move, and let your people receive and move according and order our steps, Lord, as we take what you are putting down and we apply it. In Jesus' mighty name, it is so, and so shall it be. Let the people say amen. Amen. All right. Amen. 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 Yes. So, y'all, although we are a BRT kind of people, right? So that's bold, real, and transparent. Even though we are that, right, we want to make sure that the world knows that our lives are still founded on truth. And what is truth? That's scripture, right? And so, speaking of scripture, we're going to go straight to scripture, okay? And the scripture that we are in today is Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 21. All right? And it reads, "See, the Lord your God has given you the land. Go up and take possession of it, as the Lord, the God of your ancestors, told you. Do not be afraid and do not be discouraged." So y'all, today we talking about take up your space, okay? It's now time to take up your space. And I know you're probably like, well, Coolie, what do you mean take up my space? What do you mean? I mean take up your space in the earth. There's a specific space here on earth that you individually are supposed to take up. Okay, there's things specifically that you are supposed to do here on this earth that nobody else could do, but only you can do it, right? And it's time. It's about that time for you to take up your space. There's things that God has ordained you to do. There's people that God has assigned to you and the thing that's on the inside of you, my God. And so now it's time to take up your space, beloved. Now it's time to know who you are. Know whose you are, know what's on the inside of you, know what you are equipped with, and it's time to utilize those things, and it's time to take up your space. My God, my God. Some of you are already feeling this. You feel me? Some of you are already feeling this. So I wanna jump into to the what not to do, okay? Because I know we can hear, you know, such a word or a revelation or a message like this, and you know, we're like, okay, we'll take up my space, and we just jump for the first thing that we feel, or for the first thing that we're like, you know, well, let me try this or let me do this or, you know, number one, you always want to make sure you are going to God about anything that you are putting your hands to, okay? Any plow that you will be putting your hands to, you want to make sure that you are taking it to the Most High, because there are things that could be deemed as good things, right? There are things or works that could be deemed as good works and just good things to do or good ways to serve and stuff like that, but that may not be what God has called you to do. So whenever you try to do those things, it just would not work. Now, y'all, I'm literally talking from experience. There are times where I have like tried to dive into things or even careers or just dive into relationships. Look, it could be just a whole bunch of stuff, right? You just try to do because you're just trying to make something work, right? Or you trying to feed your flesh. Amen. But if God did not call you to that thing, if God did not call you to that person, if God did not call you to that place, come on, somebody. If God didn't call you to a specific thing that you are trying to just force yourself to be in or force yourself to do, it is not going to work, beloved. It's not going to work. And you would run yourself crazy, okay? You would run yourself crazy just trying to make this thing that wasn't for you from the beginning of time. It was never for you. And you're just trying to make this thing work, make it work, because you're just trying to do something. But I'm trying to assure you today that whatever you may have an idea about or have a plan about, take it to Christ, guys. Take it to Christ, because let me tell you something. We can have plans, okay? Bible tells us in Habakkuk 2:2, write the vision down, make it plain, okay? Make it plain, have a plan, have a vision. But let me tell you something. A lot of times, God just wants us to get started. He just wants us to have a mind of our own. He just wants us to put some type of work in. Remember, faith without works is dead. He just wants us to put something out there, like start something, do something, like show some type of effort, show some type of works, right? And then he can take whatever we started and he can finish it. Because he is faithful and just finish exactly what he started. So if, let me tell you how God has already started a work in us, okay? All of us. God has started a work in you, okay? And God's not going to, he's not a type of God where he's going to start something and don't finish it. No, that's us. That's humankind, okay? That's us. We start things and then we don't finish it, okay? God is not that. Anything he starts, he is faithful and he is just to finish what he starts. Amen. So I want to tell you that sometimes you can make your plan. Sometimes you can write your plan and your vision and your goals and things like this down. And sometimes, if not majority of the time, okay, it's not going to pan out exactly the way you saw it fit. It may not pan out exactly the way you desire it, because God's plan will always exceed ours. Okay, God's plan and God's will always exceed our own. And so especially now there's different spectrums to this now, because especially if you are a child of the Most High, amen, and you are literally giving God your plan, okay, you know your vision, you know your plan, you know how you feel, you know what you want to do, and you're giving your plan to God. Once you give it to him, yes, he's going to direct your steps. Yes, he's going to order your steps. The Bible tells us the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Okay? So yes, he may shift your plan around. He may shift it, right? And remember, all things work together for the good. So if God shifts a plan and it doesn't go how you see fit or how you plan, know that it's working for your good, and actually have a heart full of gratitude. You got to be grateful about that, because whatever you plan might end up being a disaster, right? And then God is trying to prevent that, right? Because he sees that you're giving him your plan. He sees that you're making your plans, but you're giving it to him because you trust him. You're giving it to him because you respect him. You're giving it to him because you have the fear of the Lord. You're giving it to him because you want his will for your life. And so if God sees that, oh man, God is going to take care of you, and he's going to shift that plan to what's going to work out for your good. Why? Because you love God and you are called according to his purpose. Amen. So that's one end of the spectrum. The other end of the spectrum is we do have free will, and God will never make you do anything, right? And so I like to say, God will never make you do anything, and the devil cannot make you do anything. All right. Those are two important things that we have to remember. God will never make you. He's a gentleman. He's not going to force you to do anything. In fact, if he ever did, that would take away the free will that he gave us in the first place. And then that would just mean that God is a liar. But we know that scripture tells us, and God has proven to us over and over again when it comes to scripture and when it comes to our everyday life, God has proven to us that he is not a man that he shall lie. What he says goes, okay? Any word that he has spoken was spoken, and it has to come to pass. So if we know that God is not a man that he shall lie, and we know that he gave us free will, many of us has free will, and not many of us, we all do. We all got free will, and we can choose. We can choose if we want to yield to the Father, if we want to yield to God and give him our plans. Or we can also choose to do what we want to do. And let me tell you, if you choose to do what you want to do, God will give you the go. He will give you the green light. Y'all know, give me the green light. Give me the, yeah, he gonna give you that green light, okay? Okay? He's gonna give you the opportunity to go if you wanna go. He's gonna give you the opportunity to accelerate if you wanna accelerate, right? So, but one thing about it is that you can expect, if you decide to choose your own will, you cannot expect God's hand to be covered over you. You cannot expect God's hand to be on that thing that you plan, that vision that you have, that those goals that you have. You can expect God's hand to be on it if you're not giving it to God, right? And letting him lead you. This is a very important thing. Like, y'all, this is not religion. This is not churchy. This is real life. This is principle. This is law. Okay, this is by law. And this is why I love God so much, because again, he's not going to force you to do something, right? So I love him because he gives us the opportunity, and he gives us the independency to make our own decision while knowing the options that we have. Like, God will present the options to us, and then he'll leave them there. He'll leave them there, and he's like, okay, well, now you know the options that you have, right? And now you have the ability and the willpower to choose. Which one? The Bible says, choose on this day whom you will serve, right? But when you're not choosing Christ, when you're not choosing to yield your your everything, your life, right? All of you, when you're not choosing to yield all of you to God, do not expect his hand to be on you, or on your visions, or on your goals, or on that thing that you're just trying to, you're aiming at so heavy. Don't expect his hand to be on there. Don't expect his provision. Don't expect his protection. Don't expect him to just show you, give you insight, give you revelation, because you decided that you didn't want God to have parts of it. So this is why it's very important that scripture tells us, whatever you do, do all things as unto the Lord. Okay? So if you are going to have goals and ambitions, nothing wrong with that. God is not saying anything wrong with that. If you do desire to be married or whatever, nothing is wrong with that. If you do desire to have a successful business and for it to flourish, nothing is wrong with that. But God is saying, whatever you do it as unto the Lord. Amen. Do it as unto the Lord. So we there's a couple things what not to do when it comes to taking up your space, beloved, because I listen, in this season, we taking up our space. Whatever space that has our name on it, whatever space that was created for us to take, okay, whatever space was literally divinely ordained for you, for me. All right, put your name there. Whatever space was designed and divinely ordained for Cooley, whatever space was designed and divinely created for, put your name in there. Listen, there's things that you need to know not to do. And literally, it's only two things that you, that what God is emphasizing right here on this episode. There's two things of what not to do when it comes to taking up your space. And it's in the scripture that we just emphasize about this whole thing of taking up your space in the earth, okay? The number one thing is, do not be afraid. You cannot be fearful, beloved. You cannot be fearful when it comes to taking up your space. And I know, and I'm speaking, listen, you guys already know, I've said this season one, season two, anything, any video I do that you guys see, I say this, okay? This is from experience. I never talk to you guys about nothing I have not experienced, okay? This is from experience. You cannot be afraid, and it's kind of like almost easier said than done, because like taking up your space is like hand in hand with stepping into your purpose, stepping into your calling. And listen, answering the call is not the easiest thing in the world, okay? In fact, it ain't for the weak. It ain't for the weak stepping into your calling. It ain't for the weak stepping into your purpose, right? And maintaining and being consistent. It's not for the weak, I'm telling you right now. So it can be a little fearful, but when you know truth, when you found and ground yourself in truth, hence 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, for God did not give us the spirit of fear. What did he give us? Power, love, and a sound mind. Hallelujah. Power, love, and a sound mind. So right now, let me tell you something. When it comes to taking up your space in the earth, you cannot be fearful. You cannot be afraid. That's the number one thing not to do. Do not be afraid. Do not be fearful. You have to stay grounded on what you know to be true. And what you know to be true is that there is space that is ready for you to take up. And guess what? If you don't take up that space is going to be dormant. That space is going to be stagnant. That space is just going to be there. And guess what? You're going to end up doing what a lot of people do, which is go in the grave. And they didn't take up their space in the earth. And that's a sad thing, because we're literally created and we're here to do a specific works. God assigned a specific works to each individual person. So the fact that you will go back in the grave, go back in the dirt without having done nothing about what you were sent here to do in the first place, That's God is not happy with that. He's not pleased with that. I wouldn't be either. You understand? And y'all, literally, that's why I go so hard with all that I do, because no. Everybody got me messed up. I even got me messed up. I'm not about to be sent here to do a thing and I don't do it, and then I go back without having done nothing. No. It's not happening. And I pray for that for you too, that does not happen for you. Do not be afraid. Do not be fearful. You have to know that there is something that you were called to do, and only you can do it, which means you are already equipped to do it. So why be afraid? So why be afraid if you are already equipped to do this thing? You know what I'm saying? So number one, do not be afraid. Now, the second thing of what not to do is, do not be discouraged. Do not be discouraged. Now, this is a big one. This is a big one. Because, again, this walk, this decision of choosing to walk in your calling and your purpose is not for the weak. I said this already. So this is a big one, because when you choose to start walking in and seeking God more when it comes to taking up that space, seeking God more when it comes to your calling and your purpose, when you choose to do that, listen, the enemy is out for you. I'm gonna let you know that right now. The enemy is out for you. He's gonna send people. He's gonna send just signs. He's gonna try to send dreams. He's gonna try to send any little thing he could send to discourage you, beloved. Okay? And many times he does it with people, and many times he uses the one closest to you, the ones that you really care about, the ones that you really love, the ones that you that is really close to home for you. When I say close to home, I mean to your heart. Okay? It don't have to be family. It could be like just anybody who you hold dearly to your heart. The enemy will use, if they so choose, if they're like a weaker vessel and, you know, they allow themselves to be used by the enemy, the enemy will use those people.
Hey, my name is Jay Poetics, and I want to talk to you about prayer. Are you struggling in your prayer life? Do you need somebody to agree with you? Or maybe you might not know how to pray or what that looks like. Well, hey, thankfully, here at CB17 Visions, we have a solution for you called Power Prayer. And when I tell you this, you don't want to miss out on this. Y'all, if you want to increase in your prayer life, if you want God to pour out blessings in your life, head over to CB17Visions.com to sign up for Power Prayer. And hey, if you want to get further connected with me and the Broken Minds, because what does the Broken Minds mean? You can follow our Instagram at Broken Minds Pod. Hey, this has been a commercial by Expand and Resilience, CB17 Visions, and I'm Jay Poetics. Love y'all. Peace.
Right? To discourage you. And then you'll be sitting there like, dang, my closest friend or family member, the person that I love the most, you know, they told me this and now I'm discouraged about this thing. And now I don't think this is for me. And now I don't want to do this anymore. What the enemy, his tactic, his scheme, it starts to work. Let me tell you something. God is saying, do not be discouraged. Tune out, my God, tune out everything, place, person, tune out everything that is going against what God has called you to do. Tune out every person, place, or thing that is going against the calling on your life. Tune out every person, place, and thing that is going against the purpose that God placed on the inside of you. Beloved, if it's going against you taking up your space, you gotta go. In love, but you gotta go. Okay, if it's coming against what God has specifically told you, whether it was in a dream, whether it was through confirmation through the word, whether it was through confirmation through a person, whether it was through confirmation through a sign, a vision, a wonder, it no matter. If God already spoke it to you, we already said this, that what God speaks has to come to pass. If God spoke it, it just shall be. And it will be so. So shall it be, right? So if God spoke something to you, you got to hold on to that thing. Even when what or who surrounds you is saying everything else but is opposing what God told you, man, that's the even more so reason for you to hold on tightly. I'm talking about it might be hanging by a string, but you got to hold on so tightly to that string, because that's what's going to come to pass. That's what's going to manifest in your life. That's what's going to show up and show out. You understand? So the second thing of what not to do is do not be discouraged, beloved. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it sounds like, no matter what they are saying, no matter what they are thinking, no matter what's transpiring, no matter the calamity, adversity, trial, situations, circumstances, tribulations, no matter what one, let me tell you, hold on to the word of the Lord that he has spoken into your life. And let me tell you, let me remind you something. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Let me remind you something. That you cannot be discouraged, because remember this. Many times when God has told you a thing about your life, about your calling, about your purpose, when God has told you a thing, guess what? He ain't tell nobody else. You understand? When God has told you about the thing that he placed on the inside of you and the works that he had for you specifically to do here on this earth, guess what? He did not tell nobody else. So you cannot sit here and expect any and everyone else to comprehend that calling on your life. You can't sit, and you know what, beloved? Sometimes it's a spouse. Sometimes it's your children. Sometimes it's your best friend. Sometimes it's your lover. Sometimes it's your companion. Sometimes it's, listen, sometimes it's the people closest to you that you would think like, dang, but you know me and you're supposed to be happy for me. You're supposed to just build me and boost me up. You're supposed to encourage me. Those are the main people that's not, the scripture told us that your enemies will be in your household. In your household. You cannot expect anyone to comprehend the calling that's on your life because God didn't show it to them. He showed it to you. God didn't give them that calling. He gave it to you. God didn't equip them for that specific space that needs to be taken up. He gave it and ordained it and put it on the inside of you. So many times our discouragement comes from us being disappointed. It comes from disappointment because we are so much expecting the people around us, our loved ones, the people we care about, the people we love, to comprehend and understand the call. But once you master the fact that you don't have no feelings towards people that you love or care about when it comes to your calling, because when they don't comprehend it, when they don't understand it, you could just smile with a smile on your face and love in your heart and joy and say, you know what, it's all right, because you're not supposed to understand. One day you will, but you're not supposed to understand. And be okay and at peace with that, beloved. Remember, God showed you the dream. He's going to give you that provision, that specific provision. Not everybody else. So do not be discouraged, okay? Now, those are the two things not to do. Now, there are two things that you should do. And these are very important. And I want you to catch this, y'all. And I want you to catch it in the spirit. You have to catch this in the spirit, all right? So there's two things that you should do. The number one thing is you gotta remember the promise. What do you mean, Cooley? What do you mean remember the promise? What promise? The promise that God said. Let's go back to the scripture, okay? What does the scripture say? Look, the Lord your God has set the land before you. Go up and possess it as the Lord God of your fathers has spoken to you. Do not fear or do not be discouraged, okay? If God has promised you the land, the New Living Translation says, look, he has placed the land in front of you. Go and occupy it as the Lord, the God of your ancestors, has promised you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. If God promised you a thing, again, he is not a man that he shall lie. If God said it's yours, beloved, it's yours. Go get what's yours. If God said it's yours, that means nobody can possess it because it is yours. It has your name written on it. That space in the earth has your name written on it. Not Jonathan, not Sinclair, not Claudia, not Julio. No. That space literally has your name on it, beloved. It has your name on it. So I want to encourage you today. Remember the promise of God. Remember his promise. Because once you, I'm telling you right now, hallelujah. Once you keep in the forefront of your mind, keep on the tablet of your heart, that you know what? This is a promise of my Lord and Savior. This is a promise of my Father. And yes, he is a good, good Father. So if he promised me this, and if he's not a God that he shall lie, and if whatever he speaks shall come to pass and manifest, then, wow, I have no choice but to know that it shall come to pass. I have no choice to know that it shall manifest. I have no choice to know that I'm going to see this thing. I'm going to see this thing. My God. So I want you to remember the promise. If God promised it to you, it's yours. Your name is on it. And I'm telling you right now, there's a land. There's a land that God has with your name written on it. I'm telling you right now, catch this in the spirit, y'all. Catch this in the spirit. I'm telling you right now, there is space right now in the earth, y'all. The Bible says we shall be bringing heaven to earth. That's our duty, right? All right, our number one duty is to give God the glory. Secondly, we need to be bringing heaven down to earth. You understand? So with bringing heaven down to earth, guess what? In the earth, there's space. And let's go a little bit deeper. There's spaces. Hallelujah. There is spaces. There are spaces, plural, that has your name on it, which means you need to take up those spaces. Don't prolong it. Don't prolong it. Don't. What are you waiting on? It's yours. It's waiting on you. You're not waiting on nothing because the space is there. Space not going nowhere. It was already set there for you before the hands of time. It was already set there for you before you were even formed in your mother's womb. You understand? Before your parents even thought to meet each other and become intimate and have you, it was already there waiting on you. You're not waiting on anything. That space is waiting on you to come, take possession of it, and take up that space and put your hands to the plow and let the glory of the Lord be made in the earth. So the number one thing is to remember the promise of God and know that that promise will come to pass. Now, there's one more thing that you need to do. And this will change everything for you if you just do this thing. And that's to take possession of it. My God. The second thing to do is take possession of your land. Take possession of your space. Take possession of what God says is yours. Take possession of what your name is on. No one else can take up that space but you. It was divinely designed and created for you. So you have to go take up that space. And let me tell you something. Once you decide, it's all in a decision, beloved. It's all in a choice. Like, your life can change on the course of one choice. Your life can change on the brink of one decision. Beloved, listen to me. Take up that space. Make that decision, make that choice, and take up that space. Go take possession of what's yours. Go take possession of what's yours. And watch how the glory of the Lord will be on your life like never before. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard what God is about to do in your life when you're going to apply what you learned in this one episode. Y'all, it's time to take up our space, y'all. It's time to take up our space in the earth. We were sent here for a purpose, for a calling, for a reason. And the number one reason is to bring glory to God. And after that, there's a way, there's a how to do that. Amen. Right? So we know that, yes, we're here to give God the glory, but then God is also saying, like, okay, and there's some specific hows on to do that. That's divinely designed for specifically you, individually you. Amen. So listen to me. You have to take up your space. So we're going to recap over the four requirements. That's what we're going to call it. Four requirements. Okay. So it's the two things that you don't want to do. You don't want to be afraid. You don't want to be discouraged. Despite what you see around you, despite what you're hearing, what it feels like, what it looks like in the natural, do not be afraid and do not be discouraged, because your Father is with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. And if He called you to do this thing, that means He has already equipped you to do this thing, which means you have everything you need to do this thing. Don't think you are lacking of anything. If God called you to this thing, if there's a space that God assigned you to, if there's people that are assigned to you by God, You are equipped with all that you need. You have everything that you need. You are not lacking. You literally have exactly what you need. Okay? So do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. And then the two things that you should do is remember his promise to you. That's going to keep you grounded. That's going to keep you fueled. Okay, when it comes to doing what God is calling you to do, when it comes to you taking up your space, remember his promise to you. And remember that he don't lie. And remember that what he speaks has to come to pass. So remember his promise. And the next thing is to go possess it. Once you know, once God, once you went to the secret place and you said, Father, okay, I'm ready. Like, I need you to come now. Tell me, give me provision, give me dreams, give me visions, because I'm ready, Lord. Once you do that, and God literally starts to move and he starts to show you, he starts to give you provision, dreams, visions, okay? He starts to use other people to speak life into you about this thing. Listen, take possession of it. Go for it. Do it. Don't wait. Don't prolong. Don't hesitate. Don't be stagnant. Don't be content where you at. No, go possess it. Go possess your land. Go possess what's yours. Your name is on it. Go possess it. And guess what? Other people's lives depend on it. Woo! Woo! That's the next thing. I think that's going to be a whole nother episode, y'all. Other people's lives depend on your one decision to answer the call. Depend on your one decision to step into your purpose. Depend on your one decision to take up your space in the earth. So listen, remember those four requirements, y'all. Please, if you don't do nothing else, we already coming in on this episode one with a bang, y'all. Listen, God is not playing with us. He's not playing with us. He's not. And you just got to remember these things, these four requirements. This is how God gave it to me. You just got to remember these four requirements as you are thrusting through this thing, as you are taking up your space. Remember these four things, because these are not things that you need to do prior to taking up your space. Honey, these are things that you're going to have to do prior. These are the four things that you're going to have to do during. These are the four things that you're going to have to do even after you done took up that space. And there's probably going to be another space for you to take up, because God is not, he's such a big God that he has so much for us to do here. Okay, he's so big that he's not just going to call us to one little thing. No. Especially if you're obedient, especially if you're open and willing and able vessel for him to use. What? God is going to use you in so many different areas. It's going to blow your mind. So let me tell you, even after you done took up a certain space, guess what? God is not going to call you to 17 more spaces. And you're going to have to keep these four requirements and keep them in the forefront of your mind and on the tablet of your heart. And remember that. Listen, I can't be afraid. I can't be discouraged. But I do need to remember what God promised me. I do need to go possess it. I do need to do the work. I do need to put my hands to the plow. I do need to stay close and connected to God. I do need to pray. I do need to fast. Like, listen, God's going to reveal more and more and more and more to you as you are being obedient. Remember, obedience is better than sacrifice. As you are being obedient and you're doing what you need to do and everything God's shown you, you're applying it. Application, that's wisdom right there. You're applying it. Listen, I said it already. I said plural spaces. There's spaces for you to take up in this earth, for all of us to take up. And right now is the time. Now is the time. It's not. Don't wait till tomorrow. Now is the time. So, beloved, I pray that this was something that you are chewing up, okay? Eat it up. Spit out the bones. And do exactly what you know God is calling you to do. You take this back to God. I feel this in my spirit. Take this back to God and let God reveal to you, you know, what your next steps are. You know, when it comes to taking up your space, when it comes to the specific works that's meant for individually you know what I'm saying? Take it back to God and let God reveal to you. Let him order your steps. Let him order your steps. Order my steps in your word. Please order my steps in your word. Let him order your steps. Let him order your steps. And you, your mind is going to be blown. okay? I mean, God blew my mind so many times in life. And I'm just like every time like I'm getting more and more deeper and intimate with him, I get so excited to see just how he's going to blow my mind on another level. You know what I'm saying? Like, we should always be going from faith to faith, glory to glory. So our faith should never be stagnant. It should be like increasing. And every time it increases, God increases too with his works, right? He moves according to your faith, your level of faith. So when your level of faith rises, so does his movements. You understand? So I'd be like so excited just to see how he's going to blow my mind next. But beloved, we got to take up our space in the earth. We got to take up our space in the earth. For example, me right here, CBE Podcast, this is a space that I'm taking up, and I'm not playing, and I'm not loosening up, and I'm not dumbing down, and I'm not, no, we're not doing that around here. I'm taking up this space. And again, do not be discouraged. I don't care what nobody's saying, thinking, whatever. There's people from my past that probably look at me and like, you used to do this, you used to do that, you, all this stuff. And that's fine. That's fine. Guess what? You talking about somebody who's dead and gone, because this is not her, right? And guess what? I don't even got to, you know, explain myself. And I choose not to, because for what? That's just going to open the gap to be discouraged. That's going to open the gap for me to overthink. That's going to open the gap for me to start to dwell on things that people are saying. Who? No, we don't got time for that. We got time to take up space, though. We got time to take up our space in the earth. And that's what we came here to do. And that's what we're going to do. Okay. And so I'm just going to close out with prayer. Father God, we just thank you for your word, Lord Jesus. We thank you for this beautiful meal that you have given us in the spirit. And Father God, we're eating it up, and we just ask that you continue to guide us, order our steps, be the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path, as we are choosing you, as we are applying these words, these revelations, these insights that you are giving us, to take up our space in the earth, to bring heaven, to bring the kingdom of God down to earth. Father God, we ask that you bless all the works of our hands and every ear that this episode has fell upon. Father God, let your Holy Spirit work in their hearts. Let your Holy Spirit work in their mind and their life, and this too shall pass, and their work shall be manifested into the natural, and you shall get the glory in the mighty name of Jesus. So Lord, we thank you for what you're doing right now. We thank you for what you have done, and we thank you for what you're going to do, for what's to come. And everything spoken, it is so, and so shall it be in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Hey, turn up. So listen, y'all, go out there, go take up your space, go take up your spaces, okay? And give God the glory. Give God the glory, because guess what? When people see you giving God the glory, and when they look at your life and your life is a replica of the glory of God, guess what? They're going to want a taste of that. And when they do get a taste of it, guess what? They're going to give God the glory. And then guess what? It's going to be a domino effect. It's going to be a domino effect. And all because you decided to take up space, God is getting glory from the four corners of the earth. Come on. Come on, can you imagine? Y'all, I love you so much, and I pray that you continue to take up your space, your spaces in the earth, and let's keep bringing heaven to earth. Amen. So I love you guys so much. Bless up yourself. I can't wait to see y'all on episode 2. Remember that we are meeting every first Saturday and every third Saturday of each month. I love you guys so much. Big up on Bless Up Yourself. And I will see you on the next episode. God bless. We give infinite thanks for tuning in to the CBE Podcast. We pray that this episode was very insightful and had many takeaways for you to apply. Take this back to God and allow him to give you further revelation on what's specifically for you. For Coolie Baby music, merch, and more, please go to our website at www.cb17visions.com. That's CB17visions.com. This episode was brought to you by Expand in Resilience and CB17 Visions. Until next time, be blessed, and we'll see you on the next episode. Oh,